Actually, Blair, how you feeling?
Feel good. Season three.
Season three. Can you believe it?
No.
Because we just were here last year. Last year.
We were.
It's insane. If you don't know who we are, you're like, who are these two random girls? I'm Morgan.
And I'm Blair.
Yes. And we are back for season three of Moms Actually. It is so insane to be here. And I feel like we should just get right into it. Like
I think so too.
I'm so excited.
Introduce them to the show and the flow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's just get right into it. It's giving motherhood.
It's giving motherhood.
Yeah. So what we do is we do a little bit of an icebreaker. If you are an OG, you already know how this goes, and you're probably like, where are the paddles? Guess what? We're switching it up on you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just a smidge. We're switching it up, and we're just gonna do a little bit of a rapid fire situation.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Let's
All
go.
Right. So this time, I'm just gonna say a word, and you give me a word, and the first thing comes to mind. Now, what has not changed is the first answer is the right answer.
Always.
Okay? Always.
Always.
So I'm going to start it. You ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rihanna.
Mommy inspiration.
Ooh.
Style.
I agree.
Mentors.
I need one.
Staycations.
I love those. Oh. I love those. Work-life balance.
Doesn't exist.
Mm. To you or, okay.
Social media.
Necessary.
Mm. Yeah.
Means mompreneur. Good.
Multi-level marketing scheme.
That's what I mean. What?
What? Sorry. Okay. No shame, but shame.
Moms actually.
Oh.
Moms actually. What's the word?
Us.
Yeah.
Opportunity, dreams.
Yeah.
I think of everything.
Yeah.
I think of everything. It's just...
The way Moms Actually, like, I feel like Moms Actually not only represents us,
yeah,
but it also represents our audience and our community, like 100%. The people that we've built through this. Like, it's been a year.
Yes.
Just a year. And all of the people that have, you know, started following us and said me too, all the DMs, all the messages that we have received. And it's like... This all makes sense.
Yes.
And it's the reason why we're back.
Yes.
Because it's doing exactly what we wanted it to do, I feel like.
Every single message, like, keeps you going because, like, especially social media, we're talking about it's necessary or what have you. And it seems like everybody's doing the same thing or doing a lot of things. And it's just every single me too. That's why we're here for season three. That's why we'll be here for season whatever, season 100 or what have you.
Season 100.
Yeah. There's always going to be a space for this.
I agree. I think it's insane. I have been recently just kind of like reflecting, especially because we're at the beginning of the year, quarter one, and you know, we're always just like kind of looking at what we're doing this year and even versus last year.
Yeah.
And everyone does it all the time, right?
Yep.
But this is so significant because just last year we started this and we met each other.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We didn't know each other before we started. So if you guys are just like just starting to follow us, this is something new. Fun fact, if you will, is we literally met March.
March 2022.
Yes. And now I feel like this is my sister. Like, I feel like this is somebody that I do life with in all ways, not just business, not just the show, but I really love you. And I'm just so appreciative because it's something that we can do together.
Yeah.
And I feel like you were an answered prayer in so many ways.
Oh, same. 100,
you know?
Like 500%.
Like, where were you at? Like, I know we both talked about it when we were kind of just getting together, but where were you at mentally and emotionally and physically last year before we started this versus now?
Before we started this, I was actually kind of getting out of a role that I had taken. So I work with Maverick City Music, and I had come on as their chief operating officer, which was a step in itself because I hadn't worked formally in so long. I've only worked for myself for like the last 5 years. So taking on a job, whatever the background is, I took on the job, and I was like, why am I taking a job where I had to show up to other people's meetings and do X, Y, Z? But the crazy thing is that, is why I can do a lot of stuff for Moms Actually.
Yes.
I had to learn production. I had to learn to put on writing camps. I had to learn the financing and the budget and, like, get fresh in all those spaces.
Yeah.
And it's everything that we do here.
Yeah.
A lot of the connections I made, everything. So it's like I was in a place where I was coming out of, I said, entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Going into kind of a 9-to-5 where I was like, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. And it was like, I was so unsure of myself when I was coming into it because I'm coming into this high position job working with all these men or what have you, and they're all expecting such high things for me. And sometimes I have like imposter syndrome. I'm like, I'm not 12. Y'all are listening to me.
Yeah.
Like you guys believe the things that are coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And so I think that gained my confidence and it brought me here. And I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah. It's so funny you say that because for me, I was like getting over a job loss. But that job loss that I did have, it taught me everything that I'm doing now.
Yeah.
It taught me how to like really put the grit, you know, and really also believe in myself because creatively I wasn't in a space before then to do all of these things. Yeah. And I didn't believe that I could do any of these things. Yeah. And it kind of taught me like, okay, you do have that, you know, strength and you can trust yourself a bit more. And I feel like it was also last year I was in a place of really just kind of challenging God. I was in a place of saying, God, if I'm supposed to be a voice to women, specifically mothers, you have to tell me. And it was immediate. And then I met you and we took off March 8th.
March 8th. Eight means new beginnings.
Yeah. And it exactly that happened. I think we both listened to where we are in life.
Yep.
Because even with this season, if we think about it, we knew how long we needed to wait, in a sense, and how it just, thank the Lord, it kind of panned out that we were still able to start on the time that we wanted to, but we didn't rush things. We honor each other's seasons in both of our personal lives, and I think that that matters because we're able to say, okay, my kids need this, I need this, and like now we can do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'd also say God, period.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like, especially before this season, like, everything in my life was saying, like, oh, you can put this off or you don't need to do this right now or maybe this was the wrong time. Like, I promise you, like, the enemy gave me every reason to, like, not do this, actually.
Yeah.
And so, but it's like, but I know the enemy's voice versus God's voice.
Yeah.
And, like, clearly, like, I knew I had to do it. But I had every fleshly, whatever reason to be like, nah, dog, not right now. And I think that's what happens. I think we can get so inside of our head. There's always a reason not to do something.
Yeah.
There's always multiple reasons not to do something, but you only need one reason to do it.
Yeah, that's so true. I think it's also like honoring the seasons in like where you are in life while also listening and discerning.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually even why it's just us two here right now and not three. We do miss our soap. So much, but it's about like learning your transitions in life and saying, hey, like the season that I'm in, this is not, you know, serving me and I can listen to God's voice and obey because God honors obedience. And it doesn't always have to be bad. I think we sometimes overthink it and we're like, oh my gosh, like if I do go this way or if I don't listen to this, then it might feel more of the on the negative side.
Yeah.
But like you said, knowing God's voice versus the enemy trying to like trip you out. Because I think we could have done that. We could have been like, oh my gosh, we only have two now.
Yes.
And so maybe we should you know, that's it. But like really knowing and discerning what God is saying. And we know that he breathed on this entire thing. And not only that, but we still love and talk to Sopa all the time. And so it's like all transitions don't have to be bad.
And I think that's a good point. I think sometimes it's like, oh, you're sustaining something and maybe you're not supposed to. We've all been in seasons longer than we're supposed to. And so, but we want to show that we haven't given up. And God's like, dog, I like this was just to prepare you for this.
Yes.
Like, why are you still doing this? So I think it's also listening to, okay, now this season is over and trusting that. And that's what Sopa did. And
And it's still beautiful.
But we got a friend out of it. Like someone we used to follow for years.
Right. Now she's just our friend.
Our regular
friend. Our sister. Yes. It is absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
I would even love to know, because she's super like engulfed in motherhood right now. And she's like paying attention to her boys and all of that. But how has that been for you? Like our kids are getting older now and we're like parenting and having to deal with different woes. I know for me, the preteen life right now.
Oh, yes. Welcome.
Ah, welcome. It is insane.
Shout out to Lay.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Layla. But yes, it's just bringing different challenges that I'm not sure if I wasn't, my head wasn't on straight, I would even be able to do something like this.
Right.
So how are you, like, are you same thing or?
The balance, like, has helped. Like, doing moms actually makes me more purposeful in my parenting because I'm like, oh man, like, I don't want to do this whole thing, this talk show, and then have my kids watch it one day and be like, that's not true.
Yes.
Yeah, like, oh, you have all this advice, but you did this.
But you didn't do that with
so
me.
So I'm a lot more aware of how I'm handling myself.
Certainly.
Because I'm also like, if someone asks me a question, I can't give them advice from a place I'm not actually doing. So I feel like I'm more purposeful in my parenting and in my reactions. Doesn't mean I'm perfect.
No.
I get it wrong 5 times out of 10. But I notice it and I address it and I get better for the next time.
Yeah.
So I think it's helped me in that way. And then it's so cute because every time I have my phone, especially if I record them, they just say, is this for moms actually?
Yes.
Or they'll be like, hi, moms actually. And then I do nothing with that stuff either.
It's okay. We
but I got
to
a lot
Blair
of stuff
pop
from Noble
out.
Saying, hey, moms actually.
Even, you know what? Even that, like, Blair, I have seen you blossom. Mm-hmm. Like, it has been a beautiful, beautiful thing to see each other from the start and us being kind of, like, nervous and, you know, kind of second-guessing ourselves in the show and how we are giving. Because it's not about perfection. It's truly about showing you guys, like, hey, we're just like you. We're trying to get it right. And I think it's a good thing to be able to see our journeys up close and personal.
No,
you know what I
agree.
Mean?
Especially like watching you. Like, I know I joke and call you Suge Knight because you are. She tough when she tough. But yeah, like seeing you like season one, because I don't know if you guys know this. Yes, we got some production here.
Yeah.
But I'd say 95% of everything behind the scenes is us.
Yeah.
Is us. Like there's like the planning, the logistics, all the stuff till we get on set. It's mostly us. Like, it's our brain power. We're figuring things out and then making sure that it's something that we love and that we're invested in because you can't expect anybody to be invested in
if
anything
you're
not.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I would say so. I think another question we get often is how do we start and how do we keep going? And I know that we kind of talked about that a little bit, but I think the pursuing your dreams and like pursuing that yes every single time, it's so, so hard sometimes, especially when you're in the midst of parenting and motherhood and you're looking at your kids and you're like, no, they need me right now. Yes, absolutely. But we need us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and I think whatever you have, I would say before I even, you know, throw it to you, is whatever you have, someone else needs too.
Yeah.
And I think, of course, honoring the season like we talked about and balancing and making sure that your kids are still good and taken care of. But like really the whole key in pursuing your dream is to start.
Yep, to start. And then not expecting the start to look like the end.
Yeah.
And then kind of just obeying God with the end. Because I think we start, and this is another reason why things end. You start something and you only got 200 followers, and that's not enough. That's like, oh my God, if this was actually good, I'd have 3,000 followers. And that's something even I have to like remind myself to check with us, because I've always said since the beginning, it's about the one. And once we start worrying about like 5,000 or 10,000, it doesn't mean you don't appreciate it and it doesn't mean anything. It's just you start trying to please everybody instead of doing it for the original reason
for
you
the
started.
Original. And we almost were
for
there.
For the one. We were. Like,
we were
before
almost
this season,
there.
We almost
changed
oh my
the whole
gosh.
Thing.
We almost had the bright neon background and the, you know,
the podcast.
Like, we were like, that's what the people like. That's what they want. And then we were like, that's not what God told us.
Yeah. And that's true. Like being able to really rely on what God told you, being able to get close to him. And a lot of people, I know the question is going to be like, how do you know God told you that relationship?
Yep.
Really being able to get close to him, because I think I know this from this time last year to actually this year, I have leaned on God's voice like never before, because the faster and the higher we go is like more of a need for God mm-hmm. and more of a need to go back to that same voice that told us to say yes in the first place mm-hmm. is how I think we would know.
Yeah,
right?
I agree. But my question, so when we were starting Moms, actually, I know you were working somewhere.
Yes.
And so I would say like, and then you left that job to do this.
I did.
So it's like, how do you start something new like when there's risk involved? Because you got kids you got to take care of.
You know what? Honestly, that was a really, really like hard thing to do because I had already lost before mm-hmm. and I was already in such a like dark place. And then I was trying to get on my feet and it just so happened that we started this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, Morgan, does that make sense? Like, and I think it's also, it's wisdom. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the things that God has for you don't make sense.
Yeah.
But using the wisdom to say, no, God, I know that you're going to provide. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I did. Yeah. I don't have like a huge, like, oh, I heard this specific thing. Mm-hmm. It was hard. It was actually hard. Pretty much all of last year.
I think that's important because I think people see things and think everybody's like, you know, thousandaires or millionaires, you know, making all this or what have you, because we show the best sides and the positivity online. Because you're not going to go online saying, I can't pay this bill. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think the thing is, I want to say, like, yes, we make it beautiful. Mm-hmm. But we make it beautiful because you guys deserve that.
Yes.
There's no space. That. You know what I'm saying? There's mm-hmm. no space, really, that intentionally make things beautiful for women mm-hmm. and for moms specifically. And so whether you're on your couch, mm-hmm. whether you're on your way to work or whatever you're doing, we want you this to be your safe space. Mm-hmm. We want it to be serene. And so, no, it's not always pretty on our mm-hmm. end. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beauty of even saying, like, this time last year, I was in one place, and now it's just totally different. Mm-hmm. And it's not all the things are fixed. Yeah. No, not at all. Mm-hmm. But my faith is stronger. And even, like I said, looking at you, mm-hmm. I get a little emotional. I'm not going to do this. I get emotional because I love seeing you grow. Mm-hmm. I love seeing you bloom. One of the things... Mm-hmm. You have been posting flowers a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A whole lot. And y'all know how they say, like, we want to give you your flowers. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, don't wait for something tragic to happen mm-hmm. or don't wait for something significant. But, like, when you see your sister and when you see your, like, friend doing something mm-hmm. that is outside of their box, outside of their mm-hmm. character, that's pushing them, like, give your sister her flowers.
Yes.
Like, really, really, like, make sure that you cheer her on because you don't know how hard mm-hmm. that is for her. And so for you, B, mm-hmm. I really want to tell you how grateful I am to have a front seat of aww. Your journey, to watch you bloom, mm-hmm. to watch you, like, do stuff that's not, because I look, one thing about it, I will push Blair.
Yes.
And I'm like, look, you got to do this. And she's like, okay, never done that before, but I'm going to do it.
Because I can't dance, and y'all see me doing these little crazy,
I really want to give you your flowers.
I was about to make a joke saying, and here are the flowers, and there are going to be no flowers. I hate you.
So I really want to give you your flowers.
Thank you so
much. Because I love you.
I love you more.
Ooh. And I think that's what sisterhood is about. I think it's more than just saying it. It's more than just, you know, like doing the phrases.
Yeah.
But really, like, noticing. And I want to be able to tell you publicly that I see you. I know I tell you all the time, but I see you and I'm so proud of you.
I have way too much black eyeliner on my eyes to do anything.
She's right like,
we're going to keep it together. I was so ready to make a joke, so I don't got nothing right now. I was ready. You know, I'm the joker.
I know. And she's probably like in her head, she's probably so upset with me because this was not planned at all. She had no idea.
Now I look like the loser. It's like when it's your anniversary and like one person gets the gift and you had said like nothing.
No, you have no idea all the things that you have done that have blessed me in so many ways. And so I just want to say thank you. I'm so excited to do this journey with you, to keep all these people and building this community with you. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do it with nobody else, child. I'm so excited. So I love you so much.
I love you.
Y'all, thank you so much for being here with us on this journey. Continue to share. Give your sister her flowers.
Yes.
And we're excited for this season.
Very excited for this season. I cannot wait for you guys to see what is ahead. We have some, like, all types of moms ready to share their stories, and we can't wait to get your comments. We want you to share with other moms, and make sure you subscribe and, you know, share, you know, tell a mom to tell a mom.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
All of that.
Yes, so we're excited. Thank you so much for watching Moms Actually. See you next week.
Or motherhood meets
sisterhood.
Hey, Mom.
Bye.